So we're just going to pretend that the music's coming in, right, now?
Yeah. Winter, spring, summer, fall.
Loud Roar Radio.
Let's get it.
What?
You are now listening to Loud Roar Radio.
Hey, welcome one and all to the number one podcast, Winter, Spring, and Fall. Talking sports for the thrill of it all. Hey, talking life, but we're killing it all. Jason and Dan with the master plan. These are dangerous men with the mic in the hand. Ha! Bonafide winners everywhere that we go. You're a part of the team.
Loud Roar Radio.
Dad life, good life, bright lights in sight. All right. What? Dad life, good life, bright lights in sight. All right. Yeah. Dad life, good life, bright lights in sight. All right.
What? Bonafide winners everywhere that we go. You're a part of the team.
Loud Roar Radio.
Let's get it.
What?
At Tanagra When the Walls Fell, this is Dan coming at you another time for Loud Roar Radio with my co-host, as always, Jason, and special guest, been on one episode, two episodes. He's a third-time visitor.
Our first third-time visitor
of the podcast, Aaron. How you doing, Aaron?
I am good.
Yeah.
You have to speak up.
And I'm feeling good, and I'm looking at something good.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate that. What is, you didn't have to say that, but, you know. So, Aaron had this idea, and you've had this idea for a while.
It's been like 3 months.
Well, normally, if you listen to the podcast, we usually open up with food talk.
Yeah.
It's Jason talks about the latest things that he shoved down his gullet, and we talk about that. And so Aaron had this idea that he would bring in some Arby's sliders, and we'd have an official Arby's slider taste test competition.
Yeah, and it's nice because we found out there are 8 sliders, so they perfectly fit into brackets.
So we are going to go head-to-head, slider v. slider, and because there's 3 of us, it'll be easy.
Yeah.
We'll all vote which one we think is better. And then we'll
simple
move on.
Majority.
Yeah. So I'm going to keep the bracket 2/3. Right here. So Aaron, what do we have first?
The first round is the turkey slider versus the jalapeno roast beef.
So do we have to prep anything here? Because I mean, for the record, I'm not a huge turkey fan.
Well,
neither am I.
I mean, it is what it is. So let's all. What are you going to do? Let's all do the turkey. We'll do the turkey first.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. I mean.
You know, for a turkey sandwich, it's pretty good.
It's turkey.
It's pretty good. The turkey's kind of sweet.
Is that mayo? What is that?
There's definitely cheese on it. Let
me open it up here.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
I don't think they have any sauce on it.
I think. Is that mozzarella or provolone?
It's definitely provolone. Now, I mean, as far as turkey goes, it's pretty good. And I mean, I like turkey, but at the end of the day, it's turkey and cheese on a pretty soft
roll. On a roll, yeah.
And all of these rolls are the same, so nobody's going to differentiate when it comes to the roll. I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm gonna come back and eat that later. But
that was solid for sure.
Okay, so what's next?
The jalapeno roast beef.
So there are jalapenos on this.
I see little green things, so it must be.
Okay. There's definitely some sort of sauce on this.
Okay, that's pretty spicy.
I like jalapeno. This is an easy win for me. This roast beef jalapeno is pretty good.
Yeah.
Has a little kick.
I think I should probably keep part of it for further competitions so I can come back to it, right?
That's a good idea.
Okay. Yes. All right, so who's going to advance, turkey or jalapeno roast beef?
Jalapeno roast beef, without a doubt.
I actually say the turkey one's better.
You say what? The turkey?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I say the jalapeno roast beef.
Yeah.
So... So what do we have next?
Dan, if you want to cut that one in half for me.
Sure.
So this round we have the ham slider versus the buffalo chicken slider.
So this is just a basically ham and cheese thing, right? I mean, is there anything else going on?
No, and now let me say this too. All of us here have had the... buffalo chicken slider before this.
Yeah, I've had the buffalo chicken
before. I actually get it on a weekly basis.
I like it. So this is, it looks like ham and cheese. I don't even see any kind of sauce.
We're doing ham and cheese first?
Yeah, let's do ham and cheese first. I mean, it's very similar to the turkey for me.
Mm-hmm. It's a basic ham and cheese.
It's good, though. I mean...
This reminds me of the sandwich you'd make going to the beach.
I'd be happy to make it.
Pack some ham and cheese.
I'd be happy to eat it. It's quality ham, quality cheese.
But it's definitely a honey ham. I can definitely taste the sweetness.
I mean, the thing is, I've had this spicy chicken one that we're about ready to take a bite of before, and I already know it's going to win.
Yeah.
But for the sake of...
Cheers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean...
It's going to be hard to top that one.
Instant flavor.
Is that blue cheese?
No, I think it's ranch.
Ranch?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm pretty sure it's blue cheese.
I think it's blue cheese.
Really?
I think this would actually be better if it was ranch.
You know what? But it the blue cheese
doesn't take away from it.
I prefer blue cheese.
I do too.
Yeah.
Maybe just my...
Listen, ranch is way overused. People use ranch on way too many things
potato
that should
chips,
not be used on.
Potato chips.
Tortilla chips. No, stop.
Tortilla chips.
Well, yeah, you have like ranch-flavored Doritos.
No. Just stop. Listen, ranch belongs in a very small, specific group of items.
Salad.
Yes.
Pizza.
No. Ranch does not go on pizza.
Oh.
You got garlic butter sauce. Pizza all day long. Not ranch.
If I have the choice between garlic butter sauce and ranch, I'm going to take the garlic butter sauce.
10 out of 10 times.
I mean, I'll use ranch for some different things. But for this, I would be happy to have ranch on. But this is blue cheese. And it's obvious. So this was... What was the first thing? Ham and cheese?
Ham and cheese.
Ham and cheese versus buffalo. And the buffalo immediately advances. All right, so what's next?
So this one actually wasn't even on the menu, and I looked on their website. It's not on their website either, but it is a corned beef slider.
Secret menu.
Corned beef slider.
Versus the pizza slider.
So the pizza slider just...
What are we eating first?
Let's do the corned beef first. How about that?
Corned beef.
All right, there you go. All right, corned beef.
Okay, first of all, let's pull apart this pizza slider. What's on the pizza slider?
What are we eating first?
We're doing corned beef.
Well, I want to look at this first. So we have pizza sauce, pepperoni, is that ham? And cheese. Okay.
I like the corned beef.
Yeah.
But it's pretty basic.
Yeah.
Just like everything else.
Corned beef is better than the ham and the turkey.
Hey, wait. We haven't got there yet.
We've already done the ham and turkey.
Yeah, I mean, ham and turkey.
We've eliminated the ham and turkey. Yeah, no, I'm with you. Okay.
Corned beef is
so,
better than those.
Pizza sub. Pizza sandwich.
Pizza sub. Or slider.
Mm.
I mean, definitely have pizza sauce
now,
on it.
That's the problem, is I don't want to go to Arby's and get pizza sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Do they put pizza sauce on anything else?
It tastes like pizza. It tastes like a pizza sub, but...
It's no good. It's like if you
it
go
needed
to
be toasted.
No, the pizza sauce is wrong. It's too tomato-y.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to have a little bit of kick to it, a little spice.
Yeah, I agree.
I could eat this as a meal. It's not bad, but I wouldn't... probably go out of my way to get this.
I mean, if I was going to get an Italian sub, there are other places I would go, and right. I don't think I would put
this
pizza.
This is not an Italian sub.
But, I mean, that's kind of what
they're going for. Italian sub has Italian sauce, not pizza sauce. It's a pizza sub.
I think this is what I'm saying. If you put some sort of Italian dressing on it, I might like that.
Yeah, if you eliminated the pizza sauce and added Italian dressing, mm-hmm. it's a whole different sandwich.
Made it an Italian slider?
Yes.
I think that's where they messed up. Well, it's not awful. I don't hate it.
Not at all.
But to me, the corned beef...
I would not... Corned beef all the way.
Oh, yeah, corned
beef. I would not order this on purpose.
All right. And what's the last of the first round?
The final round is plain chicken slider, which the difference between this one is this one has cheese, and the buffalo chicken was just a sauce.
Okay.
So, I'll
Does
this
also
one.
Have sauce?
I don't... See.
Are you cutting that?
No.
I'll cut this one.
I'll cut this one.
And so that... And then versus just a plain roast beef. Just the all-American
So
classic.
It's the roast beef without... Basically, it looks like what we had before, but no...
It has jalapeno. Cheese.
No jalapenos.
It does have cheese, yes.
But it's not the cheddar cheese.
Right.
It's a white cheese. It's probably provolone.
So what are we going to try first? Let's do the roast beef.
Roast beef.
I mean, Arby's is known for the roast beef. So the quality of the roast beef...
This is an excellent sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
I will say... I like the roast beef, but this type of bun does not go well with roast beef. I would have preferred
That was my first thought. If I'm going to get a roast beef from Arby's, I'm just going to get a roast beef sandwich from Arby's and put a little Arby's sauce on it.
No, I like the horsey sauce.
Would you like horsey sauce with this?
Yes, absolutely, 100%.
Mm-hmm. But it didn't come with horsey sauce.
No.
So that's not part of your factor.
Okay. All right, that one aside.
What are they calling this one?
This is just the plain chicken slider.
So it's like a chicken, it's like a chicken tender, like a big chicken tender on a roll with some cheese on it.
And just so everybody's aware, the cheese on all these is exactly the same.
It appears it's some sort of white cheese. I think it's provolone.
I got gypped on my end. I'm going to have to center the chicken so I can actually get a bite.
I mean, it's a little bland for me.
Yeah. Listen, because this is almost the same thing as the buffalo chicken slider, this feels empty.
This is buffalo chicken slider without the buffalo sauce.
That's exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm. It's all right. I mean, I would eat it for sure. Just
if I was hungry.
To me, this
I'm not
is
eat
the
it for fun.
Weakest competition we've had so far.
It is.
Yeah. The plain roast beef against this.
Roast beef wins, right?
Oh, yeah.
This sandwich is weak.
And I would say this is at the bottom of like.
If I could have some honey mustard with this,
yeah,
I'd be happy
but
right now.
But this is the way it was presented.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Chicken versus roast beef.
Whoa.
Roast beef wins.
If you could all see this right now, Jason literally has a ring of sandwiches around his plate.
Pretty impressive. In fact, I'll take a picture of it and put it on Loud Road Radio.
Let's get it. What?
I'll put it on the Facebook page. All right.
You got a little something in your beer, Jason.
I'll save it for later.
Yeah. So, final four. Bum, 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 dun, 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 dun. If we had some background music, what would be good background music? For
like Mortal Kombat.
Ooh, Mortal Kombat.
That's what I'm thinking. For the Final Four, you're going to YouTube it?
Yeah.
Mortal Kombat theme music. Are you on YouTube?
Mortal
it's going
to
pull up YouTube. Alright.
All right. The first
it's 4 minutes long. Original theme song. Turn it up. Let's get it.
A
what?
Commercial.
Oh, turn it.
It is a commercial for Super Troopers... Two.
No, thank you. Can you skip it?
Not interested.
Nope.
All right, there we go. All right, final four. Jalapeno roast beef against the buffalo chicken. Oh, my gosh.
This should be the final,
I feel
honestly.
Like, should we readjust for the final or...
Reseed it?
Should we reseed for the final? Because on the other side, you've got roast beef versus corned beef.
Okay, so the first seed has to be buffalo chicken.
Right,
buffalo
seed number
chicken
one.
Versus corned beef, because we can't have roast beef versus roast beef.
So we go buffalo chicken
versus
corned beef?
Plain roast beef.
Okay, against roast beef. And then on the other side, we've got...
Corned beef.
The jalapeno roast beef against the corned beef.
Yes.
I mean, we all know what's going to happen here, but
okay.
For the sake of, you know... So okay. We'll go buffalo chicken versus roast beef. I apparently ate all my roast beef. I'm taking a bite. Oh, no, I've got a bite of it.
Roast buffalo beef. Chicken, come on.
Wait, stew on it?
No, I don't have to stew. I mean, I'll eat both here, but holy cow. That buffalo chicken is a great sandwich.
It's the buffalo chicken.
Yeah, it's the buffalo chicken.
All right, so buffalo chicken is in the final. Now, jalapeno roast beef against corned beef. All right, I do like corned beef a lot. When we were kids, our mom used to make corned beef casserole.
My wife still makes it.
My wife refuses to make it. She thinks it's gross.
Why?
I don't know.
It's a great meal.
I love it.
Corned beef versus...
But if we're talking the corned beef sandwich versus the roast beef jalapeno...
Oh.
To me, it's
roast beef jalapeno.
It's roast beef jalapeno. All right.
So much flavor.
Very dramatic. I already had dinner tonight. I'm just literally bursting at the seams.
You know, if our listeners have been wondering why we haven't been talking about the YMCA,
yeah,
we haven't been going.
Yeah, I don't even know how to get there anymore.
Right. He always gets to the Arby's and then stops.
All right, here we go. The final, the classic roast beef jalapeno versus buffalo final. So obviously, the spiciness has taken us the whole way, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Sure. I think going into it, I had a good feeling that this was going to be our final. So what do we try first? Jalapeno or buffalo?
Jalapeno.
All right. I want to say I really like the jalapeno.
I do.
Okay, here's the thing. It's perfectly blended because roast beef brings it down.
Yeah.
And then the jalapeno gives it just a little bit of kick. Mm-hmm. It's not overloaded with jalapeno. Nope. It's just a little bit. It's perfect.
Just a little heat.
Just a little heat.
Mm-hmm.
What's that sauce that you put on everything?
Sriracha?
No, Frank's.
Frank's, yeah.
Oh, Frank's is good.
Now, would you put Frank's on this roast beef?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
All right. So, last bite of the buffalo chicken slider.
I mean, it's just a flavor explosion.
Dude. Yeah. Listen, I mean, it's like 72 different flavors exploding in your mouth at once.
Yeah, it's like the heat from the jalapeno plus flavor that the jalapeno doesn't have, yeah. Right?
This absolutely wins.
Plus with the crunch of the chicken, I mean, yeah, the texture.
Yeah, it's perfect. Yeah.
There it is. Buffalo is the winner.
Buffalo really chicken slider.
Running away with it.
So if it's you're going to go to Arby's and you don't want to go wrong, get the buffalo chicken slider.
Yeah. Now, I think from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock, they're only a dollar.
Now, I will say, if you're the kind of person that doesn't like anything spicy, what would be our highest sandwich for the non-spicy food?
Either the flat chicken.
Corned beef.
Or the corned beef. Or the regular roast beef chicken. With cheese.
Oh, I see.
Right?
I would say probably the...
turkey?
I would say, honestly, the turkey was my favorite that was bland. If you want something that's not really in your face, I'd say... And a little bit more subtle. I'd go with the turkey.
Yeah.
I felt like the turkey was like real kind of moist, tender. You love the word moist, right, Aaron? Mm-hmm. Aren't you the one that loves the word moist? So, yeah. So there it is. The first ever slider taste test. And I'm just going to be burping and sweating the entire episode.
Speaking of moist.
Yeah.
Moisty Meyer is my second favorite place to go on Fortnite.
What is?
Moisty Meyer.
Are you talking about Fortnite?
Uh-huh.
I mean, Jason and I play together all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've won. I mean, it's...
We've bonded.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, we're like brothers in arms at this point.
You think actually, like, you know, before, like, I would say 6 months ago, you know, Dan and Aaron here, Aaron, you know, we're pretty tight. And now it's like, Dan who? Because it's just me and Aaron, you know, hanging out.
Do you think
out.
On your deathbed, and if you keep on eating this, it'll happen sooner than later. Do you think on your deathbed, you'll, like, last breath will be like... I should have played more Fortnite. Not enough time playing Fortnite.
No, he'll be like, my biggest regret was that I hid in the bush.
Yeah.
No, if I'm dying on my bed, Aaron, come heal me. Aaron, I'm down. Come heal me.
You know how many times I've heard that?
Spent too much time with my kids. Wished I would have been playing Fortnite instead.
I wait till they go to bed, usually.
Yeah, but you send them to bed at like 5 o'clock in the afternoon so you can play Fortnite.
Well, they need to sleep. Is it true it's going to snow on Monday?
I don't know. I assume it is.
I saw it.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Dude, halfway through April.
Maybe
stop.
Maybe the kids will have school canceled.
And you know what? Tomorrow it's going to be almost 80 degrees.
It's not right.
There's this meme I saw. Somebody... I don't think Jeff Foxworthy actually said this, but they took one of his joke platforms, they did this, and it says, if your seasons are almost winter, still winter, no, almost winter, winter, still winter, and road construction, you might live in Ohio.
Yeah.
It pretty much sums it up. I'm pretty sure in the 10-minute stretch of highway I drove to get here, I had to merge over because the lane was closed 3 times.
There is a lot of construction. I mean, a lot of people claim that. It seems like it's Ohio's quite a bit of that.
Well, you guys have lived other places, right? Where have all you lived?
Oklahoma was massive construction. But it's because the roads were awful.
I've lived in Oklahoma, I've lived in Virginia, I've lived in Montana, and I've lived in Ohio. I've never lived in a place that they didn't complain about construction.
Yeah.
So, you know, state flower of fill in the blank is the construction
barrel. Yeah.
Although the state flower of West Virginia is a satellite dish. So that's different. Shout out to Johnny Meadows, friend of the show.
Okay.
All right. So you want to move on with the show?
Yeah, let's just
Aaron, you going to stick around? Or
I think I'm going to take off.
All right.
It has been fun, and I appreciate you guys, and I will look forward to being in a next episode.
Okay, hey, in an hour and a half I'll be on.
Okay.
Whenever you want to bring food, we're happy to have you on.
I'll be thinking maybe like a Taco Bell taste test or something.
Dude, I love it.
Taco Bell challenge. Taste test? Okay.
We might have to wait till the wives are out of town.
Oh, man, Taco Bell
taste test. If I go home after Taco Bell taste, you know how much food that is?
Yeah.
Do they have a dollar menu?
I think that the burritos are like a dollar.
Yeah, I think we can work through the dollar menu of just about every
whatever
place.
The cheap stuff is,
yeah. And cut it up and whatnot. So,
and then we'll compare fast food places. There'll
so
be a fast
far,
food bracket.
I can't imagine anybody's going to beat Arby's. I think Arby's is a step above.
Oh, wait, before I leave, I was being told by somebody in this room about a secret Arby's sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
That I have been dying to hear the details.
Meat Mountain.
It's secret menu stuff?
Secret menu stuff. So if you Google Meat Mountain, did you Google it?
I actually didn't get a chance.
Here, pull it up on the computer. Google it really quick.
All right.
I'll see if I got somewhere on my Instagram or Facebook, if anybody cares. I've ordered this sandwich at Arby's before. And literally, they put every single piece of meat that they have in Arby's on it, which Arby's is loaded. Look at that. It's chicken, roast beef, turkey. Corned beef, pepperoni, ham.
It was some sort
it's
of
like pepper bacon.
Yeah, bacon.
And multiple slices of cheese throughout.
Yeah. The cheese is what holds the whole thing together. Mm-hmm. Mine looked more like that. That's like the official studio one. Mine looked a lot more like that.
Sloppy and delicious.
You can't eat it like a normal sandwich. I mean, it's that whole thing would fill this entire plate.
How much does it cost?
$20.
$20.
Yeah. For a fast food burger.
Called Meat Mountain.
Is it worth it?
Yeah. Listen, you got to do it at least once.
Did you finish it?
Yeah, I finished it.
He just ate 8 sliders.
Almost.
I'm going to finish them here a little bit. It's absolutely worth it.
All right.
So you have to go to Arby's, ask for the Meat Mountain.
Does it say the calories? 1,275 calories for one sandwich. Half of your daily allotment.
That's not bad. That's all I would eat in a day. I eat far less than that on a daily basis.
Speaking of secret menu stuff, the guys I've been working with, every day they go into Chipotle and they get something called a quesarito, which is where, and they know exactly what it is. You literally get a quesadilla, they make it, and then they open it back up. And then you make a burrito, and they stick the whole thing inside the quesadilla and wrap it up together. And it literally slows everybody down. Like, because Chipotle is normally pretty quick, but it takes like 5 minutes.
What's it called? A quesadilla?
A quesarito.
Quesadurito?
Quesarito.
Quesarito.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rito, queso.
Rito, queso. Quesarito. Okay. I love it.
And it's like $12.
I'm more of a Qdoba guy. So, you know, that's just me.
I get the steak fajita burrito in a bowl.
Yeah.
So they put the burrito in the bowl.
I just get a bowl. A rice bowl.
Well, I like the burrito tortilla shell.
Yeah, you can like whatever
you
want.
Have you guys ever had the carnitas? It's my new favorite.
I don't even know what that is.
It's like a... Well, yeah, it's pork, but it's cooked in the same way that pulled pork would be, except it's just like salty. It's not sweet or anything like that. It's just pure pork, fatty, salty meat.
I think I would like it.
Yeah. It's my new favorite. And they give you more meat when you ask for the carnitas. They give you a little spoonful of chicken, but they give you a big old mound of... Speaking of which, another hack, just real quick, I'm about to leave.
Bring
another,
it. Yeah.
Another food hack when you go to Chipotle. Somebody told me this, and it's actually true. If you want to get more meat, say, can I have half chicken, half steak? They don't give you half. They give you like 3/4 of each.
Yes.
So you end up with 1.5 times.
Right.
Yes.
That is a good hack.
But you get charged for the steak,
yeah,
like just a normal steak bowl, but you get 3/4 steak and 3/4 chicken. Try it.
Yeah.
That's smart.
I do half and half on everything. Beans, like rice, all that stuff.
Pinto beans suck, man.
I like it all. Just give it to me all. Everything. Put everything on it.
I get everything at Bibibop. You ever been to Bibibop?
No, I've never even heard of it.
It's like the Asian version of Chipotle.
Okay.
It's pretty good. And they have something called purple rice. It's pretty good. And, yum yum sauce, whatnot.
We can't
pretty
even come converse about it, though, because we never had it.
Well, it's good.
Future episode, live episode at Bibibop?
Bibibop. It's...
Where's the closest Bibibop?
Polaris.
Okay. I've been to Polaris a lot.
You know, this is not an official sponsor of the show.
Yeah.
I'm officially a Costco member now.
Really?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
We were a Sam's Club member for 10 years. Mm. I mean, hardcore Sam's Club.
Costco's better.
Costco, without a doubt, is 100 times
the
better.
The Kirkland brand is
everything
excellent.
Kirkland is excellent. I just bought the Kirkland 100% Colombian coffee.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah.
And cheaper.
Speaking of which, when Aaron leaves here in a little bit, I could make you some. I got a French coffee press I have here. I could make you a cup
Why
of
do
coffee.
I have to leave in order for you to do that?
Well, because, I don't know, you're going to leave anyway.
You don't have to. We're not going to stop the show. You're not going to make it now.
No, I guess I won't make it now. Yeah. But I can make you one to go.
I'm not drinking coffee at 10 o'clock at night.
Whatever. This is when I played Fortnite with Jason, he's like, he pees every 20 minutes. It's because he's drinking coffee.
Maybe. That might be true. I do pee every 20 minutes.
So you just put your guy, like, hide your guy in a bush while you run and pee?
No, seriously. That is exactly what he does.
I've done that a couple times. They're mad at me because I take the microphone in the bathroom with me.
And all of a sudden, everything will get quiet, and then you hear just a solid stream. It's like he bends down towards the toilet because it's so loud.
Yeah.
I can't help it.
Intentionally trying to make it as loud
as possible.
I'm
really not. I'm trying to hurry to get back into the
it's
game.
It's good to know your kidneys are healthy, you know? Yeah. Still have a solid stream, according to Aaron. His words, not mine.
didn't say that.
I think I heard you say solid stream.
I do have a solid stream.
Yeah.
And on that note, I'm leaving.
All right.
See you guys.
Thanks,
see
man.
The next time I'm on.
Next time.
Okay, talk to you in an hour and a half.
We're just going to delete all that, right?
Yeah. The, yeah. Don't air
that. That did not go well.
No.
It was... See ya. Oh, man. I got bored. So.
Listen. What? I mean, I felt bad because, like, he calls me up.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And he's like, you know, he's talking about getting on Fortnite tonight. And I'm like, well, we're doing the podcast.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, can I, right. Do you need a guest?
Yeah.
Like, what am I going to say? No.
No.
Yeah. I mean, I want to.
I mean, do you think if we told him, like, there was, like, a technical problem, like, the moment you left, the computer shut down and it didn't save anything, and shoot, man, we just
the problem
it.
Is, what is, are we half an hour into this?
26 minutes.
I mean, that's, we have to fill up an additional 26 minutes. It's probably worth just keeping it.
I guess. But this part we'll delete. Like, us.
Talking about it. Because I don't want Aaron to go back and
no,
listen
we don't
want to
it.
Hurt
his feelings.
No.
No.
I mean, he's a good guy.
So.
For the most part.
Just for the sake of the episode, in case I decide, like if we go long and I decide we can, I'm just going to come in with you at Tanagro when we'll
start. Okay, yeah. Start like right now from scratch.
So, you know, okay. Dad life, thug life, bride.
What?
At Tanagro when the fall's well. This is Dan Hung. He's coming at you. Another time from Loud Road Radio with my co-host and only my co-host, as always, as
always.
It is.
Yeah,
it's just the way it is. Jason, how you doing today?
Good.
Have you eaten anything lately?
No.
All right, let's...
Hey, can we preview next week really, really quick?
What is next week?
Next week, we have a special guest on the air.
Okay, now you told me about this guy.
Yeah. Okay, you've never met him.
Just like randomly Facebook messages you.
Yeah.
Just out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
Right? And
he lives in our hometown.
He lives in the hometown, proud town.
Marion, Ohio.
I wasn't going to say it, but I don't want people to murder me. He has his own podcast.
Yeah.
And it is about what?
Professional wrestling.
So like real wrestling or
like
WWF?
I said, professional wrestling.
Like Hulk Hogan, Randy Savage, Jake the Snake.
The good stuff.
Yeah, okay.
But those references were from 45 years ago.
And he currently watches this?
He is all in.
Apparently, he's over 12 years old?
He's our age.
What?
So, yeah, so this last Sunday or this next Sunday is WrestleMania. It's a big event in the pro wrestling world.
Yeah, I mean, when I was like 10 years old, I was excited about WrestleMania. I thought it was like amazing.
So he's coming on. He's going to talk some pro wrestling.
Does he think it's real?
Well, we'll have to ask him. I don't know.
Okay. So that's next week.
That's next week.
Let's face it. I can't speak eloquently about many of the things that we talk about. It doesn't stop me from talking about them. But I will say, I am...
Well, I've got some questions.
You think he can answer our questions?
Yeah, no, he's
got his own...
He's like he's his own podcast about professional wrestling. I don't know what it's called.
All right.
I would totally give... It's like Torn Quad Podcast.
Okay.
It's hosted on Podbean.
All right.
So, it's legit.
I mean, we would make that our podcast spotlight of the week, but I suppose that's next week.
Yeah, next week we'll do that.
All right, because I have a different podcast
spotlight. Yeah, no, that's officially not tonight's podcast.
Definitely
no,
not.
No.
Don't watch Torn Quad until
don't listen
next
to
week.
It.
Or watch. I always
you
watch.
You watch your podcast.
I look at my phone the entire time and I watch the timeline.
Yeah.
Because I like to know what's coming. You know what I mean? I like to know exactly how many seconds I have left.
57 minutes left.
Yeah. It makes me enjoy it even more. All right. So let's get into it. We have other things to talk about today.
Yeah.
Other than the Torn Bicep podcast or whatever it is. What's this guy's name?
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah. Okay. Well, you think we should do like a good cop, bad cop while he's here? Like, like you're a more natural bad cop.
Yeah.
But I'm skeptical of WWF.
I don't know what it is.
NWO.
But these are all, I don't know. These are all questions we need to ask.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
We are both equally not knowledgeable in this area.
I think I'm going to be the bad cop.
That's fine.
You be the good cop.
Okay.
All right.
Although we've gotten a lot of quotes recently, text and messages and stuff of things that I say on the air that I don't really realize I say it.
You don't, yeah, you never remember it. It's just a stream of consciousness for you.
When it comes, I don't even think it. It just comes out.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And what did I say last week? If you don't hate Tiger Woods, you're blind.
Yeah, I think that's what you're blind if you don't hate Tiger Woods.
Yeah, I stand by that statement.
Yeah, I still don't agree with it.
Tiger Woods is an evil human being.
Patrick Reed won the Masters.
Evil. Yeah. My call for Sergio was not a good call.
He 10-cupped it.
13 on one of the holes.
He literally almost ran out of golf balls. Like, that's
put
a thing.
Five in the drink on one hole.
Over and over and over again.
Yeah.
It was pathetic. It was a bad pick. I knew it was a bad pick when you said it. My pick was Jordan Spieth, which was a very good pick.
He
had a good tournament.
He made the cut.
He did more than make the cut.
The highlight of the whole tournament was Jack's grandson hitting a hole in one.
And that happened on Wednesday on the par 3 tournament. On the par 3. Yep.
That was the highlight of the whole thing.
You think so?
People will remember that before they will anything else.
Really?
Yes.
You think so?
Absolutely. Especially in today's world of ESPN. That moment, people will look back at that moment. Remember when Jack's grandson...
Nothing else really dramatic happened.
No.
I mean...
If Tiger would have came back and won, or he would have been in the final two or three, maybe.
Right.
But nothing else, man. It was a pretty dry tournament.
Yeah, Patrick Reed.
Like who? What?
Apparently he's like going to be the next big thing.
Yeah, I know. Everybody's the next big thing. Every two or three years, recently in golf, there's a new next big whatever.
Well, there have been a lot of those guys.
What I'm saying is they're easily forgettable.
I haven't forgotten them. Dustin Johnson, Jordan Spieth, Ricky Fowler, Rory McIlroy. Just off the top of my head.
Yeah. Sergio Garcia.
Justin Thomas. No, Sergio Garcia is like older than we are.
Doesn't count. No, he's not.
How much you want to bet?
I will bet you $35.
$35.
That Sergio Garcia is 35 years or younger.
Okay, so the over-under is set at 35.
I'll say under.
And you say under. Sergio, I'm saying over 35. Sergio Garcia, born in 1980. That makes him 38 years old. I win.
What?
Yep.
No, 35.
Yeah, and I said over, and he's
You said our age... Listen. You said our age.
Yeah.
I am older than Sergio.
But I'm younger. I'm 36. How old are you?
38.
No, you're
38. I was born in 79. He's born in 80.
But you're 38 and he's 38. That means you're the same age.
No, what year was he born?
1980.
I was born in 1979.
January 9th, 1980. So barely 1980.
I'm 6 months older than he is.
Okay, but... Like, if you combined our ages and divided by two, he's older than us.
If you combine our if you combine all three of our ages and divided by three...
It'd be pointless. It would serve no purpose. Either way, he's not a young up-and-comer.
No, he's not.
Well, there it is. I don't know what else to say about the Masters. Do you have anything else to say about the Masters?
No. Jack's grandson is the highlight of the tournament.
Apparently... I was doing some research, and there are some rules about the green jacket.
Yeah.
Zach Johnson got in big trouble when he won the Masters because he went on Regis and Kelly and wore jeans with the green jacket.
Yeah, you don't do that.
And he immediately got a call that let him know that is not okay. You got to wear slacks and some sort of collared shirt. You can't wear a t-shirt under it, and you can't wear jeans. Have to wear nice shoes, slacks, and a collared shirt.
The definition of jeans being denim? What if they were black jeans?
I mean, slacks is what I was...
cotton polyester mix.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, there needs to be some sort of...
Is it the seam?
Seam or sleet. Sleet? Slit? Sleet?
No, that's not right.
Slimmy, swimmy, slappy Swanson?
Samsonite.
Samsonite, I was way off. All right, what else is happening in the world of sports? We can do our soccer update.
Yeah.
Football, as I like to say.
I saw something the other day, like Tottenham, like they're on one of their all-time greatest runs of all time.
Yeah. If you just take what's happened since the beginning of the year, since like halfway through the Premier League.
Basically from when we adopted them.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. Tottenham would be the number one team in the league right now. And it wouldn't even be that close.
They're playing, they have a shot at hitting number two in the league, in the Premier League.
Right,
so
as it sits now, Manchester City is still running away with it with 84 points. Man U's at 71. And then Liverpool and Tottenham are tied at 67. So they're probably, I don't know that there's enough.
There's a chance they can get second.
Yes, depending on what Man U does.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Even if Tottenham wins out, chances are they probably won't get second. So they need Manchester United and Liverpool to lose a couple or to not do so great. And they need to win, getting their 3 points every single time. But either way, come on, you Spurs. They're looking better than ever. And did you know, Jason? You know what my second favorite soccer team in the world is?
Columbus Crew.
That is my... Well, that might be my second favorite. But my second favorite European team is Borussia Dortmund.
Mm.
Germany.
Yeah.
Christian Pulisic plays for them.
Yeah.
The American superstar. This summer, July 25th, in Pittsburgh, Tottenham versus Dortmund.
Really?
Yeah.
Should we go?
I'm going to be in Montana.
Oh.
I really wanted to go. Friend of mine who's a Tottenham fan as well texted me the other day and let me know that that was going to happen. And I really wanted to go, but what are you going to do?
So, that's 3 days from your birthday.
I know.
That'd
know.
Be a great birthday present.
I think I could have pulled it off. I think I could have gotten that as a birthday present, gone over to... And I'm assuming, I don't know where they're playing, but it'd be cool if they were playing at the Pittsburgh...
they might be. The football stadium.
The football stadium, yeah. Right? Wouldn't you think so?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I've never been there. That would have been awesome, but what are you going to do? The other thing that's happening, and also when it comes to Tottenham, Harry Kane is back. He scored a goal this weekend against Stoke City. They beat Stoke City, which is not this huge upset, but it's nice to have Harry Kane back on the team. And I've been doing some reading, and there's some rumors that Gareth Bale is going to get back into the Premier League, and the team that he's leaning towards is coming back to Tottenham, which would be a huge thing to have Gareth Bale next to Harry Kane as our main strikers. That would be awesome. I think we're going to win. I'm going to make a prediction right now.
Yeah.
Spurs win the Premier League next year.
Okay.
Their new stadium is opening up. They're spending
lots
of money.
There's
going
to be lots of buzz around
that. They've got the best team right now going. I say Spurs, Premier League champions next year. Any reason to think that I'm wrong? No, there's not, because they're going to be.
Well, Man City still has a pretty good payroll.
Man City's great. Man U is great. Liverpool's looking pretty good right now. In fact, Liverpool in the Champions League just beat... beat Man City, which is a pretty big upset. I mean, not a massive upset, but the fact that they beat Man City. And so they're moving on, it looks like, to play Roma, who just beat Barcelona. And so we're down to the final four in the Champions League, which is Liverpool, Roma, Bayern Munich, and Real Madrid.
I'd like to wish Dele Alli a happy birthday today.
Oh, it's his birthday?
Yeah.
He's a beast.
He is a beast.
He's probably the fastest guy on the team, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, of all the guys, I actually like watching him the most.
Yeah.
Harry Kane is good. I'm not disputing that. But, like, he plays old man soccer.
Right. Yeah.
And Dele Alli is just a speed, crazy Tasmanian devil.
Mm-hmm.
I love watching him play.
I'm a fan of Eriksen. He's my favorite player on the team.
What about Son?
No, actually, that he might.
Son's pretty good.
It's pronounced
Son.
Son.
Oh, Son.
Because I saw somebody on the Liverpool fan page made a Son in 60 seconds.
Oh yeah.
Thing. So, all right, what are you doing right
now? I'm gonna blow my nose.
You're gonna blow your nose. I'm going to mute.
I'm done.
Okay, we're back. Jason just blew his nose.
I'm sorry.
I didn't make you listen to it, but unfortunately, I had to listen to it. I'm about ready to barf up a lot of sliders from Arby's.
I'm just going
to
say that jalapeno one started making my nose run a little bit.
It's pretty good. All right, so that's that as far as soccer's concerned. Blackpool's playing great. Guy scored a hat trick the other day.
Sheila's Joe sent me a message and was asking me specifically, how do you watch Premier League games?
Oh, okay.
Because not everybody realizes that You know, because it's not on ESPN or, you know,
NBC network TV. Owns the rights to the Premier League.
Yeah, specifically, it's played on their sports network. Yeah. So NBC Sports Network, which
Saturday
is...
Saturday mornings and Sunday mornings.
Channel 385 or something like that on my TV. So you got to find the NBC Sports Network channel. Right.
Mm-hmm. And now, if you want to watch the professional league in Germany, it's on Fox Sports. So all the they own the rights to the Bundesliga. Fox Sports does.
Okay, so typically English Premier is Wednesdays and Sundays. Does that seem right?
No, they play on Saturdays and Sundays, and then they usually have
a midweek
game that happens on Wednesday sometimes, I think.
Right. And then what about the Germany league?
Saturdays and Sundays.
Same thing. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's good.
I kind of enjoy watching the German league a little bit more.
Why?
I don't know. I just, for some reason, I find myself really getting into it. I have no idea why. But I really like it. And I really like Borussia Dortmund. They're like my favorite team.
I think if ESPN picked up the English Premier contract...
They had it, and then NBC bought it from them. Now, I think ESPN has the... I'm pretty sure, I could be wrong about this, but I'm pretty sure ESPN has the rights to the Champions League. So I think their thought was, instead of having one of these leagues, we'll buy the Champions League rights, and then we'll be able to play all of the great teams because they all come through the Champions League. You know?
Yeah.
I
feel like all these games should be on TV.
Yeah.
And they're not. They just highlight certain games. Mm-hmm.
And even from an online standpoint, like I watch all of my, everything online. NBC Sports, they don't make it easy for me on the NBC app to rewatch these things.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite things about soccer is that it's rewatchable for me because even if you watch SportsCenter, they're not showing you the highlights.
Yeah.
So I could go back on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, rewatch a random game between Liverpool and Arsenal and have no idea who won unless I was checking it online. And it's like I'm watching it live.
I will say this. There's something different about watching... Listen, I hate...
Hate.
With a passion.
Passionate.
I hate watching recorded sports.
I know you do.
If it's not live, I don't like it.
Yeah.
Having said that,
okay.
Soccer is the one thing it feels different as you watch it.
Yeah.
It just does. I don't know why. Baseball, I can't watch recorded. Mm. Basketball, I can't watch recorded.
Yeah.
Football, I can't watch recorded.
Right.
Soccer, the style, the play, or maybe it's because it's continuous, no commercials.
That helps.
Maybe it almost feels like just a 90-minute segment that you could just get through. It feels different to me.
I have made a life decision. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Life decisions don't come by. My last major life decision that I made was switching to black coffee. And I haven't looked back since.
It's the most fabulous thing.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Major life decision. I just made it right now. I've been stewing about it, been thinking about it.
Just now? You're just going right now?
Right this moment.
Right
I'm
now.
Making this decision.
Okay.
I have room for basically three sports in my life.
Mm.
My entire life, those three sports have been, in no particular order, baseball, basketball, and American football. I am deciding right now to replace American football with...
What about college?
The beautiful game. I don't even care about
college. Ohio State football?
That's fine. I'll watch it at like a party or something. You know, like if people have me over, if there's a watch party or something like that.
I think you're saying that now because you're 6 months away from it. Like, it's not even close.
Yeah.
You don't feel it.
I don't feel it.
August, when it comes back around, it's a new starting quarterback.
I don't know. Who do you think the starting quarterback's going to be, though?
I don't know.
I'm dying to know. Well, I honestly really feel like that because I only have so much room. Now, it doesn't mean I wouldn't watch a random Ohio State game. Like, I'll watch a random golf tournament. I'll watch a random tennis match.
Yeah.
I'll watch a random boxing match, right? But I'm not, like, invested into those sports. I'm going to invest into the Premier League, to the Bundesliga, and to the MLS.
I will say soccer has got me intrigued that I will turn it on before I would turn on something else.
Yeah, absolutely.
But... I don't know if I'm making a lifelong commitment to this.
I am. For me, probably it's a little bit different because my son is so much into soccer. So
that's
true. It's a father-son thing because he has tried to watch other sports with me. He's like, Dad, I don't want to watch this. You know,
yeah.
But he will watch soccer.
Okay.
So
a little cats in the cradle moment.
Yeah, a little bit of that.
Okay.
And we can't go outside and play soccer together because...
It's 35 degrees.
And he's like really good and it's like embarrassing.
And you're old and fat.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You know, so...
Okay.
I can kind of keep it in the air a little bit, but, you know, I'm not a soccer player, but I enjoy it.
Okay.
All right, moving on. to our favorite sport.
Baseball.
Baseball. Right now...
My son hit a grand slam yesterday.
In practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
No, I mean, come on.
Okay, so right now, the worst team in the league is...
Cincinnati.
And it's not even close. The best team in the league is...
Boston?
I think it's the Boston Red Sox. Yeah. Now, the Mets are 9-1, and the Red Sox are 9-1. But I think
Boston's better.
I think Boston's better. Boston looks really good.
Yeah. Now, do we call them to win that?
Yes. I don't know. I think we picked the Yankees.
I think you're right.
I think we went Yankees, Indians, Angels... Because we zigged and zagged on the Angels. Versus, although the Angels are 9-3 right now, so that's not a bad choice. And then I think we said Nationals, Cardinals, and Dodgers.
Yeah, it'll change between now and next time.
Well, it's super early.
One of the things that my favorite stat from last week is in 1953 or 47 or something, Joe DiMaggio struck out 14 times.
Yes.
In the whole year.
Yeah.
Struck out 14
Actually,
times.
I think it was 13 times.
Was it 13?
I'm pretty sure it's 13.
And last week, Stanton struck out 14 times.
In two games. No, it wasn't two games. But it was close.
Three games.
You know, I think it was three games. Yeah.
It was bad.
Yeah.
It was really bad.
But, you know.
The game has changed.
But that's Stanton's thing.
Yeah.
It's a home run or it's nothing.
Yeah.
I'd still love to have him on my team.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And he'll figure it out. Give him time.
Huge market, different place. I mean, Miami, the stadium wasn't even half filled half the time.
I think...
The Yankees sell out every game.
Right. I don't know if you've noticed this, but they have a new rule that I like a lot. The 5-mound visit limit. Do you like this?
No.
You don't like it?
No.
Why?
Baseball is the one game where it's timeless.
Uh-huh.
There's no clock.
This is not a clock.
I know, but it's one of those things where, like, if this game stretches out to be about 4 or 5 hours, I'm okay with it.
Okay.
If I spend my money and go to the game, or I'm laying outside in the hammock, listen to it on the radio, I want this game to go as long as possible.
Okay.
Because I'm enjoying it.
Right.
I don't see a need to speed the game up. I don't see a need to have a shot clock pitch count thing. I don't see a need to limit trips to the mound or, you know, batters in the batter's box.
I don't want any of that stuff. I don't want a clock anywhere. On the field. I agree with you about that. But with a mound visit, sometimes it's enough already. And you're a major league pitcher. You've done your scouting report. Just pitch the ball. We don't need as many mound visits. I think sometimes it feels like just a little too much for me. So
to me, it's a strategic move.
To shorten the game.
No. I'm saying the mound visits.
Yeah.
To say, you know what? They're on a roll. They're in a rhythm. We need to slow this down. We need to gather ourselves.
Well, yeah, I think that's the whole point. You should be good enough to where you don't have to do that.
I just feel like I don't change the rules. I just like it the way it is.
Hmm. I like it. I think it's a good addition.
Okay.
5 mound visits. That's it.
Is it from the catcher?
Either from the catcher or the dugout, but it doesn't count if you're switching pitchers. So when you switch pitchers, that doesn't count as a mound visit.
Okay.
But so what I've noticed now is that most of the mound visits, you don't see, I don't know that I've seen any, but you don't see the strictly catcher-pitcher mound visit anymore.
Yeah.
They're more strategic, and the pitching coach always comes out and is part of the discussion. And I think the thought process is, if we only get 5 of these, we're going to make them count. Might as well bring the pitching coach out to figure out what they're talking about so he can have input.
In a strange sort of way, that's almost making it worse.
Like so they have 5 mound visits,
yes.
But they're stretching them out further.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that is what's happening.
Here's the thing, like in the ninth inning, there's a guy at second base. Mm-hmm. I don't care if the catcher walks back to the pitcher every time.
When I was a kid, I wanted to play catcher.
Yeah.
And I remember the first game I played catcher. And as a kid, we've talked about this before. We watched a lot of baseball.
Yeah.
And you would always see the catcher get up, run to the mound, and he would be talking with the pitcher.
Yeah.
And I would always be fascinated with this aspect of the baseball game.
Right.
And so when I remember the first time I was a catcher, I was probably, whatever the first time
seven
kid pitch is,
yeah.
That's when I was the
8 years old
catcher.
Probably.
And I remember, I think in the first inning, I had like 7 mound visits as a catcher. And finally, the coach came out and was like, what are you guys talking about? I'm like, I don't know. You know what I mean? But I just thought, this is what the catcher does. He's like, stop going to the mound. So, okay, coach. That was probably Brandon's dad, friend of the show.
Yeah.
Speaking of Brandon, friend of the show, the Brewers Baseball League, I don't think they've started playing games yet this season. But I think I saw on Facebook that Joe Insel is looking at going to watch him play.
Okay.
Because Brandon posted something, and then Joe commented and said, you know, I want to know where I can watch these games or something like that. So, Brandon, if you're listening.
Shoeless Joe's coming.
Look up Shoeless Joe on Facebook and let him know where the games are.
If you need a left fielder, Shoeless Joe might be able to fill in.
He could fill in. Joe's a good ball player.
Listen. I had a conversation with Joe because we were talking about who's better, Joe or his brother Kevin.
Oh, yeah.
Joe said Kevin.
Oh, Joe himself said Kevin.
Yeah.
I feel better about this.
Yeah.
I felt bad. Listen, I felt bad in the moment saying Joe was not as good as Kevin, but I also really felt like Kevin was better.
I know Joe listens to the show, so of course I'm going to say Joe.
Yeah.
Kevin doesn't listen to the show.
Yeah.
Who cares about Kevin?
Good point. But Joe himself admitted, Kevin was
I mean, Joe's our age.
Yeah.
Well, I guess Brandon's our age, too. But
that's
what I'm saying. If you're short a left fielder sometime, give Shoeless Joe a call.
He'll fill in just fine.
He'll do fine.
Yeah. You'll call him Shoeless Joe for nothing.
He's a decent player.
He lives in Arkansas. He doesn't have shoes.
If you want a better player, call Kevin.
All right. Anything else in baseball that's worth talking about to you?
I mean,
Shohei Ohtani appears to be everything.
He is Babe Ruth incarnate.
He's better than Babe Ruth because he's doing stuff that Babe Ruth didn't do.
Yeah.
Because Babe Ruth didn't do it at the same time like he's doing it.
Yeah. Babe Ruth was the best pitcher in baseball before he ever even hit it.
Yeah.
And then he became the best hitter in baseball. Ohtani's the best pitcher and the best hitter in baseball today.
Yeah. He hits 2 home runs in his first 2 games and is hitting.
I think, in his first 3 games.
Okay, and his first 2 games pitching. I think last time he pitched, he was like 12 strikeouts.
Yeah, 13 strikeouts, I think it was.
13 strikeouts, like 7 innings.
Yeah, one hit.
One hit, given up. I mean, forget about it.
Come on. Why is he not in the National League?
I know.
If he was playing for the Dodgers, he's playing pitcher.
Well, he can't pitch every game, but he can DH.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Opposite of him.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he's probably like the 17th best outfielder in the league. Like, he could probably be like, he's probably got a gun. Like, you put him in right field, he's going to throw everybody out.
That's true.
You know, but they don't want to get him injured out there, maybe. But I think the American League is a good spot for him. He can DH on his days off.
Yeah.
Keep the physicality down a little bit. He doesn't have to throw, you know, from the field, stuff like that. Just swing, stay loose, hit home runs.
I've never been tempted, well, with the exception of Tim Tebow, I've never been tempted to buy a jersey.
Yeah.
I would buy an Ohtani jersey.
I'd buy an Ohtani jersey.
That'd be cool.
Except I'd want the old school
Angels
jersey.
Yeah.
The one when Wally Joyner used to play for him. That one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be sweet.
That would be sweet.
Somebody look that up. Send that into the show.
I think Tebow's doing pretty well.
He's like in AA now, so he's moved up.
Yeah.
And he's got serviceable numbers.
Yes.
I mean, he's not Babe Ruth.
He's not Ohtani.
Who is? Nobody, except for Ohtani. But he's got a chance. If he keeps on progressing, he could make the show.
Although the
Mets are really good. They're 9-1.
No, I think he will.
I think
this is the year that he breaks through.
You think so?
In August.
In August.
They're not going to make the playoffs.
The Mets aren't going to make the playoffs. They're already 9-1.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's the Mets. They're not going to make the playoffs.
Okay. I don't know. They're 9-1. That's starting the year off pretty good.
What if they do make the playoffs?
And then he comes
in. And he comes in and hits like a game-winning home run to secure the National League pennant.
We know he does well under pressure.
Absolutely.
His best games in the NFL were in the playoffs.
Yeah. He's got more playoff wins as a quarterback than the Browns in the last 10 years.
I mean, honestly, I can't even imagine how crazy the world would go if he hit a game-winning home run in the World Series.
Clinching for the whole thing. The Mets winning the whole World Series on a 9th-inning home run.
That he hit off of...
Ohtani.
That could happen.
Stuff legends are made of, right?
I think at that point, Major League Baseball, we're done. It's never going to get better than this. Let's close up shop, end on a high note.
Yeah. No, what would be great is if Ohtani hit the game winner in game six to take it to a game seven.
Right. And then he's pitching in game seven.
And then he's pitching in game seven.
Complete game, shutout.
Perfect game.
It's 0-0.
Tebow's coming up.
Tebow
two outs.
Up, two outs, bottom of the ninth, full count.
Boom. The game's tied 0-0.
Goes deep.
Goes yard.
That would be crazy. I'm rooting for it because I know the Reds aren't going to be there when it matters for the next 5 years at least.
Maybe longer.
It's been a long road.
Did you see the Joey Votto?
I loved it.
It was perfect.
So the ball is hit, and at first...
He's playing against at Philadelphia.
At Philadelphia, and at first it's the kind of ball where he can't tell from first base whether it's fair or foul. So he kind of starts running towards it.
Right.
But then it's foul.
Obviously
and,
foul.
And so he kind of lets up a little bit.
Right.
But then he sees the Philadelphia fans leaning over the wall, waiting for the ball to come to them so
yes.
they can have a souvenir. Right?
Yes.
So Joey says, hey... These aren't my fans. These
That's
are
right.
Philadelphia fans.
That's right.
They've probably been yelling obscenities at him all day, making fun of Canadian
no,
bacon.
No. Listen. What? This was the first inning.
It was the first inning?
It was the first inning.
I'll bet somebody at some point was making fun of Canadian bacon. Like, it's not even bacon. It's just ham. And so Joey Votto then, like, sees that they're waiting for the ball and dead sprints to the
yes.
ball to catch it, to get to it
to
before eliminate it rolled
it.
Them.
Yes.
And then picks up the ball, turns around, and runs away.
Yes.
I thought it was... The most amazing thing.
Yes.
I love Joey Votto.
Joey Votto's the greatest.
He's the best.
Yeah.
I feel so bad for him. I know we've said this before, but fire Price and make Joey Votto
player manager.
Player manager, you're going to be just fine.
Yeah.
Billy Hatcher is your assistant manager. You're going to be okay.
Come on.
You know, Billy Hatcher, he had a hitting streak in the playoffs.
Playoffs?
In 1990?
Yeah.
Something like that. All right, we're not going to talk about football because football's dumb and I don't like it anymore. But basketball, we are going to talk about. And last night, as we're recording this, there was a 32-year-old rookie that played.
Yes.
Heartwarming tale of
Ingram?
A guy. That
Andre does, Ingram?
Sure, that sounds like a guy that
yeah.
plays basketball. And
32-year-old, 10 years in the G League.
Literally has graying hair.
Yeah.
Never played a game of NBA basketball. Played in the G League. At some point, I think they changed the name from the D League to the G League.
Because it was developmental.
Right. And now it's G stand for. Gangsta?
It's a gangsta league.
Yeah.
G.
Give it some street cred.
I don't know.
I think D League is... It kind of feels like...
Like a B League.
Yeah, except worse.
Except worse.
Yeah. And like the D League. We don't even call it the B or the C League.
So like, well, we can't name it the A League because that's the NBA.
Yeah.
The B League means it's second tier to it.
We don't want to give it
C
that.
C is weird because that's average. Well, D means developmental. But then they realize, no, that's a letter grade.
That
so we can't
worse.
Go F because F is
be
fail.
Yeah.
So what's after F? E, F, G. G. We'll just G. go G League.
We'll go G League.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And G has to stand for something. Either way, he's been in...
Gamers.
He's been in the Gamers League... For
yeah.
10 years? Is that what it was?
I think 10 years.
10 years. Finally makes it and then scored like 15 points or something 19. Like that. 19 points.
Yeah, 19 points, like 7 rebounds, assist.
He's older than Kobe Bryant. Apparently, he should have been playing this whole time.
Yeah.
I guess he plays his best. In the Some guys play, they rise
they
to the
up.
Level of
That's
the
right.
competition.
That's right.
And Andre Ingram, I'm going to make a prediction right now. Next year, Andre Ingram.
League MVP.
MVP of the
yep.
league. There's no reason to think that he's not.
Well, the Lakers have found their new all-star,
mm-hmm.
right?
Forget bringing in, you know, LeBron and Paul Pierce.
Paul Pierce? Paul George?
Paul George.
Forget about Paul Pierce. That's not going to happen.
I can definitively tell you right now just to forget about Paul Pierce.
I know they've been thinking about it, but...
Have you watched any more of Get Up?
No.
I've watched it. Maybe 2 or 3 more
There's
times.
There's a different guy.
They listen to the show. I appreciate the fact that they listened to Loward Radio. They took my advice. They got Booger McFarlane off the show.
And who's this other guy?
A guy that I like to call Booger McFarlane B. I mean...
D.
You know what I mean?
I mean G.
He's another former lineman.
Yeah.
Who is...
It sounds like they're going to rotate that position out.
Yeah.
So
well,
Jalen,
they need to figure somebody else out.
Jalen, Greeny, and Michelle are going to be the main three.
And you'll be happy to know. So what I've been doing is, because we got a TV in our bedroom
yeah.
for the very first time.
And the night that you got it, you sent me a text and said, hey, what's your login for Spectrum?
Yes, exactly. So uh-huh. I logged into your thing. And I've been, so every morning, my wife's getting ready. She's putting on her makeup or what, whatever
As
they
one
do.
Does, yeah.
I don't know. And I watch Get Up.
Okay.
While my daughter's getting ready for school, okay? And so it's been on every morning. And this morning, Erica has been observing it.
Yeah.
Jalen Rose is talking, and she looks at me. She's like, I don't like that guy.
Good.
Yeah. And I thought, well, she's thinking like Jason, because Jason doesn't like him. But I don't really have a problem with him. She's like, something about his tone.
It's the cadence of his voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Jalen Rose just fine. And I think they just need to find somebody else, either not have somebody else or find somebody else that's interesting or good. Maybe here's what you should do. Bring on a non-sports guy. Like a guy that's just like a fan of sports, who's like a comedian, or just somebody who's funny, who's interesting. Like bring on like Aziz Ansari. Or, like, Jerry Seinfeld's a sports fan. Yeah. What's it going to take to get him in there? Have him the fourth person in the chair.
Carson Daly?
I don't think so.
He's a New York guy.
Owen Wilson. Right there. I think I've seen him in sporting events
before. I don't think Owen Wilson's the guy.
I'd like to see Owen Wilson.
Maybe Luke Wilson.
Oh, come on. Yeah, if you can get him. Yeah, of course. It's going to be Luke Wilson.
I mean, that's a given.
If you can get Luke Wilson, you get Luke Wilson.
My favorite guy of all those types of guys is Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn would be incredible. I've given you my Vince Vaughn pitch, right? Have I told you this?
No, I don't know.
Remake Cheers.
Oh, yeah.
In the style of The Office.
Okay.
Except it's a bar in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
Vince Vaughn is a former Chicago Blackhawks star hockey player.
Yeah.
Like Ted Danson was a former Red Sox pitcher.
Right.
He's the guy that owns the bar.
Yes. I love it.
And also, Cliff got transferred. Uh-huh. And Clavin.
Cliff is on the show.
Like Cliff is on the show, and that's like the thing that connects you to Cheers.
Yeah. I love
it. Why is that not happening?
This should be
Netflix,
happening.
Netflix.
Come on.
Hulu. Whoever pays money to people to make TV shows, what's Vince Vaughn doing right now? Nothing?
Santa Claus.
Fred Claus 2? I don't think so. That it ended.
Listen, there was Fred Claus is the most underrated Christmas movie of all time.
But it didn't have a cliffhanger. It was a very resolute ending. You don't need a sequel to Fred Claus. It's like It's a Wonderful Life. If they came up with It's a Wonderful Life again, you know, nobody would care about that.
Vince Vaughn.
So if they don't make the Boston or the Chicago Cheers show, put Vince Vaughn as the fourth chair and get up.
That would be the best show on
TV. I'd watch it every single day.
Every day.
I'd TiVo it or whatever you do.
Yes.
I don't have that, but I would do that if I could. All right. The NBA playoffs are about ready to start. Jason, any predictions?
I don't think the Cavs are going to make the Eastern Conference Finals.
So as it sits now, the Cavs are going to open up against the Pacers.
Yeah. They'll win.
They'll beat the Pacers, and then they'll play the winner of Toronto and Washington.
Okay. Toronto's going to win that. Probably. They're going to have a tough time against Toronto.
Toronto's going to have a tough time against Washington. I'm going to tell you that right now. I'm not willing just to say...
Listen, that's a tough matchup no matter how it turns out.
So you think Toronto beats Cleveland? LeBron does not lose to Toronto in the playoffs. It just doesn't happen. I think the more likely winner comes from the bottom half of the bracket. So,
Boston or...
Well, Philadelphia and Milwaukee are playing, right? Those are both very young. You know what that Philadelphia team reminds me of? I don't know if you remember this. But like maybe the second year of Durant in Oklahoma City.
Yes.
They were very young. They took the Los Angeles Lakers, the Kobe Bryant championship Los Angeles Lakers, to 7 games.
Was that Durant and Harden and Westbrook as young guns?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what this Philadelphia team reminds me of.
Yeah.
They're just too young to know the difference. They're very good, very athletic, and they have all the energy in the world. I could see them because the other two teams are Boston, who now Kyrie is gone. So,
yeah.
I mean, Boston is technically the 2 seed, but they're not the second best team in the East without Kyrie. Boston and Miami, I don't care. The winner of Milwaukee and Philadelphia makes it to the Eastern Conference Finals, and I think that's Cleveland's... I think it's harder for Cleveland to beat them than it is for them to beat Toronto.
They've lost to Philadelphia recently.
One of the reasons Toronto is so good is because they're so deep, which during the regular season makes a big difference, which is why they have such a good record.
Right.
But once you get to the playoffs, you go to basically an 8-man rotation. So those last, like that 9, 10, 11 guy, although, they're better on Toronto, they're not going to factor in during the playoffs.
This is not a clear...
I've been watching Cleveland play. Like lately, and they are they're figuring some things out, and LeBron knows how to turn it on when he needs to turn it on. He is not, mark my words, I will paint my head blue if Cleveland loses to Toronto in the playoffs. Okay. Like, it's not going to happen.
What are you guaranteeing me?
I guarantee it.
No, listen, that Cleveland will win the East.
I don't feel as confident that they're going to win the East as that they're going to beat Toronto. Toronto is a bunch of losers. They don't win in the playoffs. I'm sorry. It just doesn't happen, right?
Okay.
I do think that Cleveland's going to win out of the East, but I leave Philadelphia a puncher's chance, just to get super cliche, sports radio guy. I give Philadelphia a puncher's chance to beat Cleveland, just because the talent there is pretty remarkable.
And they're young.
And they're very young.
Yeah.
Markelle Fultz just finally started playing. I don't think he's that good. You know, as good as obviously as the number one pick, what they had hoped he would be.
Yeah.
But he's pretty good.
Yeah.
He's pretty good, you know. So I give them a chance. Out of the West, now, Stephen Curry, I don't exactly know.
Yeah, I don't think they know.
Yeah. You know who their opening round game is against? OKC.
Oh, they could. OKC could win that.
Russell Westbrook is, he doesn't care.
Yeah.
Right? He's in full, like, rage mode or whatever.
Yeah.
You know.
If anybody, I mean, LeBron aside, because there's some obvious physical things that he can do that nobody else can do. LeBron aside, if anybody decides to put the team on their back and carry them,
mm-hmm.
I would trust Russell Westbrook.
And in a 7-game series, it's like he just has to do it 4 times.
Yeah.
Right? So Golden State can be better all of those times. So Russell Westbrook also, he's got the motivation of last year he was the MVP and he got a triple-double. This year it's possible that he might, depending on what happens I think tonight, he might end the year in a triple-double. And
yeah.
He might not even make the first team All-NBA, let alone he's not even in the conversation.
He came off the bench in the All-Star game.
Right, yeah, he's not even the, yeah.
And that's
he's
how like, crazy
and
that
he's
is.
Averaging, he's basically averaging a triple-double. He's like a percentage point off of it.
Sorry. I had a gut.
Maybe it's not a good idea to eat a whole mess of
sliders. I'm not
going to
finish those.
Yeah, I don't think you should.
I ate half of all those. My stomach hurts really bad right now.
Jeez.
Russell Westbrook is the most, I think, undervalued player in the league.
Right.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Because he didn't even make the All-Star starting lineup.
Well, it's tough to make it in the West. And James Harden.
The first guy to average a triple-double since Oscar.
Yeah.
Like, he's doing things that nobody's ever done.
So are you going to sit here right now and tell me that Golden State, Kevin Durant, probably the second best player on the planet, is going to lose to Russell Westbrook? Like, Oklahoma City's going to beat Golden State. Is that what you're telling me? Oklahoma City is 47-34 this year. Golden State's 58-24.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
You really think so?
Yes.
Well, I think
Carmelo and Paul George are going to turn it on.
Listen, if Carmelo could turn it on,
yeah.
I don't know if that's possible, but if he could turn it on and make open shots, yeah.
I think it could happen. It's going to be the perfect storm.
Does Steven Adams still play for Oklahoma City? I like Steven Adams is a good playoff guy.
Yeah.
He's a good, like, because the thing in the playoffs, you're playing the same team 7 games in a row.
That's right.
And by games like 5 or 6, like you are, I'm like so tired of the Steven Adams guy guarding me. Like he is so obnoxious.
The Joakim
like,
Noah.
Get this guy off of me, you know, and he just won't stop. He
Anderson
can like, smell your fear.
Yeah.
Anderson Varejao. I cannot stand him. I can say with authority that even when Anderson Varejao played for Cleveland, I could not stand Anderson Varejao. Right? So I'm not a Fairweather fan or whatever you'd put.
Yeah. I like Anderson
Varejao. All right. Varejao. So, then the other matchup is Utah-San Antonio. Nobody cares about that. Neither of those teams are, right?
The rookie for Utah, Mitchell, is pretty
good. Yeah, he's great, but he's not going to beat Golden State.
No.
You know, so. And San Antonio's, like, totally messed up because Kawhi's not playing and everything's, like, dramatic
it's
there.
It's weird,
kind of stuff. Then you've got Portland versus New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Now, Anthony Davis might be a top, I mean, he might be a top 3 player in the league. Like, he's really that good. But I don't really care. I don't know.
They're not going to know.
Right. And then the one seed is Houston, Minnesota. Houston's going to beat Minnesota.
Listen, the 3 teams that have a shot of coming out of the West, regardless of the record, are Houston, Golden State, and Oklahoma City.
You can see a circumstance in which Oklahoma City comes out of the West.
As the 8 seed? Or 7.
7
seed, yes.
That would be nuts. That would be crazy. Hey, as a Cavs fan, I'm rooting for it.
Listen, I don't think that they've put it together. They've not had a complete...
That's obvious. They haven't put it together.
But it's the same thing as Cleveland. They haven't put it together yet. They haven't. You got to peak at the right time, my friend. Well, and if Oklahoma City starts connecting, Paul George does what Paul George does. Mm-hmm. Carmelo hits open shots.
Yeah.
Russell Westbrook does his thing.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I would take those three above almost... almost any other three.
Mm-hmm. You have one game to win. Now, this is honesty time.
Yeah. Right?
Like, life's on the line. I literally have a gun to your head.
Okay, my first player.
One game to win, and my,
I get one player. Russell Westbrook.
You're crazy. Because he's shown so much success in the playoffs.
He doesn't have any help.
Proven.
He has no help.
He played with Kevin Durant.
Who's mentally weak.
LeBron James played with Kevin Durant. They would have won every championship they ever went to. Listen.
I've seen LeBron miss a lot of open shots. The other night.
You're crazy.
The other night.
You're crazy.
LeBron needed to make a free throw to win the game.
And if it wasn't for LeBron, they would have been losing by 20 when they got to that spot. Okay?
Loser's a loser.
No.
If you're not first, you're last.
He's okay, Ricky
Bobby. Hashtag Ricky Bobby.
Yeah. All right. There you go. All right, so that is, you've all been waiting for.
If I get one player, it's Russell Westbrook.
That's crazy.
No, it's not.
It is crazy.
No, because he's going to leave it all out there. LeBron doesn't leave it all out there. Half the time, he's in La La Land.
Leave it all out there. That's ridiculous. Did you watch the NBA Finals? Like, really, since LeBron has been in the NBA Finals with Cleveland, that's 3 years.
Yeah.
Like, that is the definition of leaving it all out there. I've never seen one person do so much. It's LeBron James, and you are fooling yourself if you think that it's Russell Westbrook. And by the way, Russell Westbrook's not even second place. It's Kevin Durant is second.
No. No. He's got a great skill set, but he is not Russell Westbrook.
He's better. He's better than Russell Westbrook.
His skill set... Because he's 7'2" and can shoot.
Well, that's
a
huge part of basketball, Jason. That's why I'd rather have a 7-foot guy playing basketball. So shoot me, right? It's Kevin Durant. He's the second guy that you want on the list. And I don't know that Russell Westbrook's a legitimate third. I might rather have James Harden. I might rather have Giannis Antetokounmpo. I might rather have Kyrie Irving. I might rather have Anthony Davis. I might rather have Kawhi Leonard. Like, these are all legitimate...
No. First of all, Kawhi is... No.
Well, not now, because he's injured. I might rather have Stephen Curry.
He thinks he's injured. He's not even really injured. There's nothing wrong with him.
I don't think there is anything wrong with him.
No.
And by the way, I'm glad Kyrie Irving's not in the playoffs, because he did Cleveland wrong. And I don't know if you know about this, but when he was basically demanding a trade from Cleveland, and they said... It's all come out now. And Cleveland said, what if we don't trade you? He said, I'm going to get knee surgery. If you don't trade me, if you keep me on this team, I'm going to get knee surgery, and I'm going to be out for the whole season anyway. Guess what just happened? That knee surgery that he should have gotten at the beginning of the year that he threatened Cleveland with. So, you know, he
You're
deserved
a hateful
it.
Person.
I'm not a hateful person. That's a hateful thing to do. It was just wrong, wrong, wrong.
If LeBron would have been the leader... that everybody expects him to be, Kyrie would not have had that attitude.
You have one game. Would you rather have LeBron James or Andre Ingram? 32-year-old rookie.
Who are my teammates?
You hate LeBron. All right. And it's just wrong. It's just, you know, it's just not right. All right. I think, you know what? I think we've gone long enough.
Maybe too long.
I think we can just go ahead and cut Aaron's stuff out. I think it's like, nope, now it's not even like suspicious. Like, why is it so short? Right?
Yeah, we've got an extra 26 minutes filling up that 26 minutes when he was here.
Yeah, and so when we get done here, I'm going to call Aaron and be like, dude,
I don't know what happened.
I'm so sorry.
I lost it
totally.
Didn't record. When you walked out, I realized we weren't recording that whole time.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Well, no, I think because he saw it recording.
Oh, yeah.
I think what I need to say is, like, the computer, like, rebooted
crashed.
On its own or something.
Updates.
Should I call him right now? Do I go speakerphone?
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to call him right now.
make sure you address it. Hey, you're live on the show right now, so that he doesn't drop any choice words.
So that way, as he does, I think this, and we'll like make another introduction to this, so he doesn't know all of this happened. But I think like this even lends credibility.
Once it actually comes out,
it makes it feel even better, right? So
speakerphone.
Hey, Aaron, you're on, you're live on Loud Road Radio.
Oh no, what did I do?
Well, listen, it's not what you did; it's what we did, and we just wanted to have an actual on-air apology. Okay, we wanted to give you something happened with the computer after you left, and it like crashed or something. Like I don't know, like it was like a reboot, something like that. And like what we recorded with you, I'm gonna do what I can, but I don't think I can get it back, but I'm gonna see if I can save it. So, anyway,
you know what's hilarious? What? We ate those spicy sliders, and I just touched my eye, and now like something's in my tear ducts, burning horribly. So I'm just sitting here on the couch, like thinking, man, what am I doing with my life?
That's just so depressing. And
it didn't even record, so we got no proof of even the success of it.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. It was good. It was really good. It was a good segment, though.
Yeah, for the most part.
I thought it was good.
Yeah.
Anyway, just wanted to call on air, apologize, okay?
Okay.
All right. Have a good night. To me, that wraps it up.
Yeah.
He's not even going to be suspicious at all.
No.
I thought I was pretty believable.
Yeah.
I got to do some editing, though, to cut out all of this.
This is a lot of editing.
I'll be here later.
I don't even
know
what you cut and what you don't cut.
Yeah.
It's going to be choppy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Might not even make sense.
No. That's okay. Well, that's all part of the lie. It's like, yeah, the whole thing messed up. The computer was like
weird.
It was choppy. Yeah. It was, yeah. So, okay.
And we're in our Studio B right now. Mm-hmm. We're not even in the A studio.
Yeah, right. It's not even, absolutely. Yeah. So, and now Aaron's got hot sauce in his eyeball.
Okay, all right. So never wear the blue sweats.
No, well, quick Netflix suggestion of the week.
Oh,
podcast spotlight, really quick.
Okay, well, you do yours first.
Okay, so my Netflix suggestion of the week is a crazy documentary on Netflix. It's called Wild Wild Country. It's about a cult Indian religion commune in Antelope, Oregon. And the cult leader, his name was Bhagwan Rajneesh. And it's like a 6-part documentary. I will say it's not safe for the kids. There's some inappropriate stuff because they got some like behind the scenes like video of what was happening, and I had to fast forward a couple of things.
Yeah.
But it's really fascinating to me, like what this weird religion and how they came in this like in the middle of nowhere, and all these like farmers in Oregon, like who are these guys and what are they doing? We got to get them out. So it's called Wild Wild Country, not kid appropriate.
Okay,
Cousin Chris would obviously let his own kids watch it.
Obviously.
Because
he doesn't love his kids.
Anyway, it's called Wild Wild Country, and it's crazy.
My Netflix suggestion of the week: Into the Badlands.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is an AMC produced show on AMC, but it's on Netflix.
Okay.
Season 2 just released on Netflix.
Yeah.
It is like a futuristic dystopian. What's that word?
Dystopian.
Dystopian. World, but it's like a Bruce Lee movie meets a Western.
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's really, really great.
Right.
So season 1, I've watched all of season 1.
Yeah.
Watch it.
Yeah.
I just started season 2 on Netflix.
Yeah.
So far, so good.
Okay.
Into the Badlands.
All right, there it is. And the podcast spotlight of the week is Highly Questionable, Dan Le Batard and Stu Gatz. Well, it's not Dan Le Batard and Stu Gatz on Highly Questionable. It's Dan Le Batard and Poppy. Yep. I don't know. And who else has been on it recently? It was Bomani Jones.
Yeah.
But I don't know if Bomani's
on it. They kind of rotate the other spot.
Yeah. But it's all about Poppy.
Occasionally Stu Gatz is on there.
Yeah, sometimes Stu Gatz is on there.
People have referred to me as a Stu Gatz of this show.
You are the... If Stu Gatz and Ron Swanson were the same person, like if you could meld those two
that
people.
That would be me.
And...
I don't even know
Stu
Ron...
Gatz, Ron Swanson, and the guys from... Duck Dynasty. Like, if you could meld that into one person, that's you.
That's the definition of me.
And I think if you...
I'm actually proud of that.
I think you should be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, this is Dan signing off for Jason, reminding you to always keep your stick on the ice and never wear the blue sweats. Sorry, Aaron.
I'm super white like Mark Price, make Kanye Rice. They had two kids, one ahead and named them Ken and Rice. They had two kids who turned out to be whiter than white. They had two kids who got hungry and said,
let's grab a bite.
A happy accident, like a fat kid with flatulence who sat back, lifted his leg, let one go, and then laughed at it. I'm on the hunt, no Chris Hansen or Schwarzenegger, but I've been plotting for a while how to catch a predator. You're never real when you are who you say you are. I'm just trying to get some kids to play my stuff in cars. It's a free download.
You have a computer?
Yeah, I think you do.
But I don't
want to
do that, so forget that song and forget you too.
Forget that song, forget me, and forget you too. Man, if I'm being honest, it's really nothing new. Oof. I'm just trying to build some confidence. Shoot, I could use a couple compliments. My stuff is fresh, like I pop some mints. Man, you have been late, catch up like some condiments. You're a year behind the stuff that I've been putting out. Dang, I'm a year behind the stuff I've been putting out. This is not a hook. I think I'll call it something like the drop. Yeah. It's the drop, y'all. I'm getting sick of reality shows and reality stars who have white girl problems and driving daddy's car. They're honestly the equivalent of a Sean Connery. In other words, they're celebrities in jeopardy, but they're still on TV. Shoot, I promise I ain't hating though. I just hate to see these kids watching stupid shows. That ain't reality, but that's just how it goes. Will this stuff ever change? Man, who really knows? It's like that frog that's just sitting in the boiling pot. Nowadays, I feel like everybody's smoking pot. Man, okay, I'm off my soapbox. Salute for me up, I'll shut my mouth and play my Xbox. Whose line is it anyways? Man, I'm improvising. Like Bruce would do before Batman had met Robin. Like Mike would do before Tyson had met Robin. Like Bert would do before Baskin had met Robin. People been talking about this new stuff 30 for 30. I've been talking about myself, still white and nerdy. A quick reminder if you didn't notice, I wrote a hook for this song, but it ain't the chorus. It's a drop, what you thought? Yeah. I mean, I feel like kids don't understand. The download is free. You have to get on a computer, get off your phone, get on the computer and download it, then it's free. That's all I'm saying. It's not that hard. It's not that hard to do it. I'm not that outdated because I still use computers, I promise you. Just get off your phone and you get so much stuff for free you don't realize that something free is a gift from me to you. It's a gift from me to you, you don't get it.